Hey, you guys, it's your girl Lala by Faith. Those of you that don't know me by Lala by Faith, I am Shalora McKinney, your one and beautiful only host on today. This is my second day of my podcast journey, and we are live with Anchor FM. Okay, so those of you that, you know, have a voice, well, actually, we all have a voice, but you know, you're ready to shine, you want a new beginning, especially in the pandemic. You just want to let all your gifts flow, you're just gonna go for it. This is a good year, a good time, beautiful season. Okay, so you have something inside of you. I want to tell you that first and foremost, to remind you, to encourage you, and to just to let you know you have something inside of you, a gift that I don't have, that I need to hear, that the world needs to hear. Okay, and you know, you're looking for extra cash, go ahead. Somebody want to hear your podcast, they'll pay you for it. How about that? So, you know, blessings are coming. You're being blessed to be a blessing, and someone's blessed to be a blessing to you as well. So I also like to say that I am on, of course, Anchor. We're live now, and then also with Spotify. I'm also with Copy RSS. Okay, and then I'm just gonna let you know like a lot more of them. Okay, so as they're coming in, so I thank God for those people that are supporting and letting me be on their platform as well. So share. And today, and also, yes, also again, upcoming, the book, my devotional book is coming. Okay, God's word never fail. Okay, so excited about that, coming soon. And then also just know that I'm going to be on YouTube. I may be live on YouTube or sending some podcasts, probably not podcasts, but maybe be on there sharing some words. But I know I'll be singing on there. And I'm already on Instagram, Lala by Faith. It's my Instagram name. And then I'm also on Facebook, Shalora McKinney. So just hit me up, any questions, ideas, anything you want to hear about, you can inbox me, let me know. Okay, my new podcast family. And so today we're just going to talk about a little bit of faith. Okay, we just want to talk about faith. And we know the Bible says, or at least some of us know the Bible says, and those that may not have never read the Bible that will be listening to this, just wanting to encourage you on faith, because God says it's impossible to please him without faith. Okay, so sometimes, you know, as Christians, we sometimes wonder why people that are sinners, they live any kind of way. They do whatever they want to do. You know, they in sin, they live with it, they free with it, they public with it. And yet and still, they seem to be growing in their finances. They seem to be growing in their personal life. They seem to be growing in their health. I mean, they're just flourishing. And here you are, you know, as a Christian or as a apostolic kingdom builder, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm here with the Lord. Well, could it be that they had faith? Could it be that they had faith? Could it be that they believed that they could do something, and they put their mind to it and their heart to it, and they just took that leap of faith and they just did it? Because, you know, we sometimes know we wait on the Lord, and we're waiting. Opportunities are passing us by, and we're thinking that, you know, we're not supposed to do that because, I mean, we don't think we've heard from God. It doesn't seem like God. It seems too big. It seems too far-fetched. It seems too weird, off the wall. But we know that God takes the foolish things and to confound the wise. So he takes the oddest things, the weirdest things, and he wants to see who's going to be willing to step out on faith. Okay, so let's talk about Ruth. You know, Ruth was a woman of faith, and the thing about Ruth is Ruth did not have a relationship with God because she didn't know God, Abba, our Father. She did not know him in that way. But who she did know was Naomi, and Naomi was the closest that she would be to God. Okay, and so Naomi being her mother-in-law, because Ruth married one of Naomi's sons, Ruth had respect for Naomi, love for Naomi, and she, you know, she I would say looked at her as like just not just a mother-in-law, but a mother. And so, you know, what I love about Ruth is that Ruth was willing through the scariest times in her life. She was willing. A dark time when she just lost her husband, she was willing. A place that she was living in that town with Naomi, she was still willing to go back home with Naomi. She first of all left her home to go be a wife to Naomi's son. That's a new town right there. She was always in faith, is what I'm trying to tell you. She married a son. She moves on to a place she had to grow to learn to be in. Now the son is dead. Her husband is dead. Ruth's husband is dead. Now she has the opportunity to go forward with Naomi, but she also has an option to turn around or go forward, basically. She can turn around and go back to where her roots at when she was born as a child, or she can turn around and go forward into faith and see what lies and beholds there. And so, you know, God was already in the mix with Ruth, because, you know, God, Jeremiah 29:11 said that God knows the plan for our life, and the plan is good and not evil. And so God already knew that there was something good about Ruth. That he already knew that when he made Ruth in her mother's womb, that, hey, Ruth was going to be excellent. Ruth was going to be a woman of faith. Ruth was going to be the woman that said, you know what? I've been here this long. I ain't been home in over 20 years. And don't tell her how long she was married to Naomi's son. I might as well keep on going with what I know. Naomi. Okay? I might as well just stay with her, because guess what? I have compassion, because she gonna need help. She grieving. She sad. Okay? Her husband dead. Her two sons are dead. I might as well just try to be here and help her out, since me and her done got to know each other. You know? And so she goes out on faith. And, you know, she could be scared, nervous, excited, not sure. Because just imagine her going into that land and people looking at her because she looks different. Her skin looks different. Her hair looks different. Her ways are different. They're talking different languages. They're sounding different. The accent is different. But yet and still, she's still going on. And so we know that everybody, you know, loves the story of Ruth, because most people and most women in general love to hear about Boaz. But the thing about with Boaz, you know, Boaz, a man of power, elder known in the gates, because he's way older. He was way older than Ruth. And I think he died in his 80s. I have to go back and check that. But it's in the book of Ruth. Close to the end. And the thing what, you know, ladies, I just want to throw that in there to see about the man Boaz, because, you know, even though Boaz is dead and Ruth is dead, their spirits still live on. You can have a spirit just like Ruth, a faithful spirit, and get blessed just like Ruth, okay? With a good husband, a good provider, a good protector, and a great inheritance, okay? But also the same thing for men. Boaz, you can carry that same mentality, business minded, wealth, knowledge, a man of power, and everything like that. So the sky is the limit, and we can get it through God. But however, Boaz saw a virtuous woman in Ruth. And Boaz saw faith. Boaz saw something that he don't get to see often. Okay? Especially through a woman. A woman of zeal. A woman of confidence. A woman of growth. A woman of someone that's trying to make it. Okay? A woman that keeps on going and won't give up. Okay? So Boaz is seeing that humble spirit, that kind spirit. Because as he saw her, she was gleaning in the field. In his field. Okay? So she had enough faith, though they could be looking, whispering, asking questions. Who is this? Where's she from? You know, staring at her, she's still gleaning. Uh-huh. Her faith. Her faith was in the fact that she was learning from the God the closest guy that she knew was who? Naomi. God lived in Naomi. Naomi's not a god, but God lived in Naomi. Okay? God lived in Naomi. That was the closest. You know, we hear the saying that, you know, we need to be, if we're going to be for Jesus, we need to be all the way over. Because sometimes you are the person that they'll meet. You are their Jesus. Jesus is in you. This is the closest they're going to get to Jesus. They ain't going to church. We know the pandemic is hit and quarantine, and church ain't the same no more. And you ain't going into the temple every Sunday and every conference. You're doing virtual. Are you doing 1 hour services? Are you doing outdoor services and things of that nature? But however, with your mask on and 6 feet apart. But however, you know, Ruth, you know, didn't know anything, like I said earlier. So she's learning from Naomi. Naomi's teaching her the culture out there, because that's Naomi's town. Naomi's teaching her how to be, how to act, how to grow. And Naomi is teaching her most foremost about God, about faith, about depending on him, about believing in his ways. I can imagine that the teaching, the wisdom that Naomi was giving Ruth. And Ruth, being a woman of faith and humble spirit, humble as a dove, she was taking it in, okay? And God was setting her up, just because before they left, and I think her name might be Opa, before they left, you know, she had married Naomi's son, and she said, I'm not, she's basically telling Ruth, girl, you're crazy. I'm not finna go over here with Naomi. My husband is dead. The son that I married is dead. I'm going back home, girl. You better come on with me. And Ruth is like, no, let's go over here. So basically, Ruth said, well, girl, you take care. I love you. We'll see each other again, hopefully in the name of Jesus. You know how we do it. But I got to keep pushing. And Ruth not understanding and knowing that that was number God was pulling at her spirit. And the fact that, because even Naomi tried, hey, glory to God, even Naomi tried to tell her to go on back home. Because Naomi, she was depressed. She was going through. Remember, her son and her two sons, her and her husband had died, right? So but Naomi, God is setting up Naomi, oh, glory to God, to have another child again. Come on here. And God was setting up Ruth, come on here, that she would never have to lack. She would never have to work again. She would never have to go be gleaning no more. Come on here. But she'll be over the gleaners, praise God, that will have to glean in the field, okay? And he knew that she would be a good steward over there as well, because her spirit was so thirsty for something different, for change. Somebody shout change. Change. She wanted a change. She knew where she was at. It ain't going nowhere. It ain't happening. It's not moving. It's not making nothing. It's just the same old routine. And you know what? And you know what? Ruth, I just believe in her heart, say, you know, I ain't got nothing to lose, because I know what's going on back home. They ain't doing nothing. But let me go on over here to a place I ain't never been before. Come on here, Holy Ghost. She going to a place she ain't never been before. Come on here. We got to move to somewhere we ain't been. Praise God. We got to go. We got to go. We got to go. We got to go. And so Ruth going on, and God is setting her up, because I believe this is what completely moved God. When Ruth told Naomi that your God will be my God. What? Come on here. That your God will be my God. Just think about how God felt for Ruth to say to tell Naomi that, you know what? Wherever you lay, I lay. Come on here. Your God will be my God. Where you lodge, I lodge. Come on. What you eat, I eat. What you drink, I drink. Come on here. Hallelujah. That she was willing to take care of someone of age. Come on here. And to be a friend. Hallelujah. To be a help to someone else. God getting ready to help her. Praise God. God getting ready to bless, double portion in that family. Come on here. And so I'm excited about faith. I'm excited about Ruth's journey. I just believe that just moved God completely to say, you know what? You done spoke, because you know we got power in our tongue. Speak those things as though they were, but we also can speak. We can speak life. We can speak to God. We can talk to God. We can how we say it in our culture now, that we can egg it up egg it on. Come on here, we can hype it up. Come on here, just think about us hyping God up. God, you know you good with your good self. You know you got it with you. Come on here, you know you able. Come on here, God, stretch out that powerful, mighty arm of protection. God, you better show up and show out. Don't you play with it. You come on here, get to talking to God. I bet God gets up, get to smiling and cheesing because you like a chess cat. You know why? Because he is a God. He is a God that is jealous. There isn't that he don't want no other guys before him. So if you talking to him like that, he know he got to go do something. He know he got to stand up and get up off that throne. He got to go ahead and start making things happen and release what he already got in his hand anyway. Come on here. He gonna release the miracle one after another. Praise God, because you up there talking so good about him. You down here talking so good about him, huh? He hearing all that because he's searching hearts. He never sleeps. He can hear all. He knows all. He's omnipresent. Hey, glory to God. So therefore, honey, let me tell you something. Therefore, you might as well go ahead, hallelujah, and make that change. You might as well go ahead and step out on faith. You might as well go ahead and let God have his way. You might as well go ahead, hallelujah, and just say, you know what? Hallelujah. What do I have to lose? Because I'm at the bottom of the pit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like Joseph, down at the bottom of the pit. Hallelujah. I might as well, hallelujah, do whatever it takes to get this, to get my blessing, to get my blessings, have the promises of God. And but you gotta have faith, because remember, it's impossible to please God without faith. If you ain't got faith, God ain't gonna move. He looking, but he ain't moving. Hallelujah. We got to step out of our comfort zones and everything like that. Hallelujah. No matter what. And we know the story. With Ruth, we know the story. Come on here, Boaz. You know, she's bold enough, and she's bold and humble with it. Bold enough to tell Boaz her situation. Bold enough, praise God, to get with Naomi by listening to Naomi. Because listen, Ruth was not out about for getting money. Ruth was not out about getting love. Ruth was just trying to make it. Ruth was just trying to grow, soar, make it. She just lost her husband. Now she's trying to jump and go get another relationship. But guess what? God said, no, you got to keep moving, young woman. You got to keep moving, beautiful woman. You got to keep moving, young man. You got to keep going. Okay, that was a fail. That was a stumble right there. You know what I'm saying? But it looks like a lost. Hello. Hallelujah. But it's not a loss. Come on. Pick up what pieces you can get and let's go. I will supply the rest of the pieces in the name of Jesus. And so therefore, Ruth just picked it up and kept going, right? And so with her hallelujah, with her persistence, thank you, Holy Spirit, and consistency and listening. You gotta be obedient, you gotta be listenable, humble. With her way of just listening, taking in all that wisdom from Naomi, Naomi's like, look, you're not paying attention, Ruth. Come on here. You've been gleaning so long. Oh, my God. You've been gleaning so long with your head down so long, praise God, that you're not even paying attention that Boaz has been watching you. Oh, my God. Here we go. Somebody been watching you. Hallelujah. Somebody been watching you. Somebody's watching me. Somebody is watching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got a word. You. It's something about you. You may not see it. You may not feel it. You may feel depressed, oppressed, and just busted and disgusted. Hallelujah. But somebody says, you know what? Through all that she's been through all that he has been through all to all that just happened, with all that just happened just a few moments, just a few weeks ago. Oh, my God. A few days ago, a few years ago, she's still up and running. Come on here. She's still going. He's still going. Hallelujah. He may still be at the McDonald's job. Hallelujah. But don't know. Hallelujah. God getting ready to promote him to own it. Come on here and tell God thank you, because he's able to do it. This is a new decade. Praise God. And the year ain't over yet. And so, and the end will be greater, because don't they say? Ain't that what the word say? It ain't just what the saints say. It's not just what the saints say, but it's also what the word says. Our latter days will be greater. Amen. And so I just give God the glory for this part one of faith. We shall be back. Hallelujah. To talk about it more and more again. I just thank God for my podcast family again. And you guys, y'all be lifted. Y'all be encouraged. And have a blessed rest of your day and your night. And again, it's your girl Lala by faith. Hallelujah. And we're walking over here.
Bye.